What happens when an automaker like General Motors bets big on artificial intelligence? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about General Motors' bold new move in the AI space. Let's dive in. General Motors has just announced the hiring of its first chief artificial intelligence officer, marking a significant step in integrating AI into its operations. Barak Turovsky, the man taking on this new role, is no stranger to the tech world. With a rich background as the former head of AI at Cisco and a leader in AI at Google, Turovsky brings a wealth of experience to the table. Imagine this, a future where your car not only drives itself, but also predicts your needs before you even realize them, optimizing every part of your journey from start to finish. That's the kind of future GM is aiming for with Turovsky steering its AI strategy. He'll be part of GM's software and services engineering team, reporting to Dave Richardson, the senior vice president of the department. In a statement, Richardson emphasized that AI is central to GM's electric vehicles, internal combustion engines, and autonomous future. Turovsky's expertise is expected to accelerate GM's AI efforts, which include enhancing products, optimizing operations, and improving customer experiences. His team will work on integrating AI software capabilities into GM's vehicle lineup and other projects. This isn't just about making cars smarter, it's about transforming the entire business model. GM has already been using AI to select locations for electric vehicle chargers, improve vehicle order processes for dealers, and optimize manufacturing processes. With Turovsky on board, these initiatives are likely to gain momentum and innovation. Imagine a world where doctors spend more time with patients and less on paperwork. That's the promise behind Microsoft's latest innovation, Dragon Copilot. Announced just yesterday, this AI-backed clinical assistant aims to revolutionize the way clinicians handle their administrative tasks. Dragon Copilot is designed to be an all-in-one tool, combining voice dictation, ambient listening, and generative artificial intelligence capabilities. The goal? To help clinicians create structured notes after patient visits, automate referral letters, and even pull medical information from both internal and external sources. It's like having a personal assistant that understands the complexities of healthcare. Microsoft plans to launch Dragon Copilot in the United States and Canada this May, initially as an upgrade for health systems already using its voice documentation products. Although they've been tight-lipped about which clients will adopt it and how much it'll cost, the anticipation is palpable. This could be a game-changer for those swamped by the administrative burden in healthcare. To give you a bit of context, Microsoft has been building up to this moment since acquiring Nuance, a clinical documentation company, for nearly $20 billion back in 2022. With products like Dragon Medical One and DAX Copilot already in use, Dragon Copilot is the next step in creating a unified experience for healthcare providers. It's about making life easier for clinicians by consolidating multiple tools into one seamless application. Ken Harper, the general manager of Dragon and DAX Copilot, called this the most exciting advancement to date. Before, doctors had to juggle different applications for different tasks. Now, with Dragon Copilot, they can dictate notes and automate tasks all in one place. Plus, it allows them to query notes and gather information from reputable sources like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or the Food and Drug Administration. What sets Dragon Copilot apart is its scope. While other AI-backed clinical assistants focus on specific skills, Dragon Copilot is a comprehensive solution. It's not just about dictation or data retrieval. It's about integrating a wide range of capabilities to truly support healthcare workers. Microsoft isn't alone in this space, but they're certainly making waves with this ambitious project. Imagine a smartphone that listens, understands, and acts without you having to lift a finger. That's the vision Deutsche Telekom is aiming for with their new AI phone, announced at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Welcome back to the AI News Daily Brief, where we dive into the latest advancements in artificial intelligence. I'm Michelle, and today we're exploring how T-Mobile's parent company is shaking things up in the mobile world. So, what's the big deal about this AI phone? Well, for starters, it's powered by Perplexity Assistant, a chatbot that promises to make your life easier by handling tasks like booking flights or making restaurant reservations, all through voice commands. Picture this. Instead of fumbling with apps, you just say what you need, and the phone does the rest. It's like having a personal assistant in your pocket, ready to help at a moment's notice. What's really exciting is that Deutsche Telekom is taking a bold step by creating an appless device. This means the phone is primarily controlled by voice, without the need for traditional apps. It's a concept that could redefine how we interact with our devices. And it's not just about convenience. It represents a shift towards more intuitive, seamless technology experiences. Deutsche Telekom plans to launch this AI phone in the second half of this year, and it's not stopping there. Some of the AI features, like the Perplexity-powered search engine, will be available on other devices through the Mein Magenta app. This means you don't need to buy a new phone to enjoy some of these futuristic features. It's a strategic move to integrate AI into existing technology. And while we don't have all the details on the hardware just yet, early images suggest a budget to mid-range Android device with a distinctive design. The pink sleep/wake button is a fun touch, adding a bit of flair to the usual smartphone aesthetic. But what's truly groundbreaking is the potential impact on how we use technology in our daily lives. As we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on the potential of having an AI-powered personal assistant at our fingertips. It's not just about convenience, it's about transforming how we live and interact with technology. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.